Yes, I was thinking that before we go on, I wanted to do through a Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi really was, the Prescrov mentioned the Yerushalmi. I think the Yerushalmi would be a Hashlama to the raid that we were talking about yesterday with the Prescrov and so on. So let's take a look. Yerushalmi is in two places. Yerushalmi is by us in Yuma, but it's only excerpted by us. The whole Yerushalmi, Bishleimus, is in Maaseh Sheni. Let's take a look over there. Learning the ropes just a little bit. Yeah, they want me to learn Canvas. One more thing. Okay, so the Yerushalmi, it's in Perek Beis, Maaseh Sheni, Halacha Aleph. So we're going to pick it up from here. Yistabai Mishma Min Hadah. So the backdrop is the Yerushalmi is coming off of. It's looking for sources for the idea that Shtiyah is Ke'achilah. Shtiyah b'chal achilah. We have that in Agamor also later. That shtiyah is b'chal achilah. So the Gemara brought a whole bunch of Mekorim for the notion that whenever the Torah says achilah, it means shtiyah as well. So the Yerushalmi says, here's the third line from the bottom, is the boy nishma min hadah. There were those who wanted to learn it out from the following. It says in Pasuk, le'suchal lechel b'sharecha, ma'isir degoncha v'tiroishcha v'yitzarecha. So you're not allowed to eat outside of the proper mechitza. A whole bunch of things. There's more things in the pasuk. So the Gemara, the Brisa dashes, tirosh chazeh hayayin. Tirosh means yayin. V'yitzarecha, that's oil. So you don't drink oil, but you normally you soch with oil. Zusicha. V'atayr karo is achila, and the Torah uses a lashon of achila. It says leisuchal lechel v'sharecha. And then it talks about tirish, which is something that you drink, and oil, which is something that you're soch. So you see that shtia is included in achila. However, that's really the end of the sugya before. But that links up now to a new topic, because the same way you can be medayik from the fact that it says tirish and it says leisucha lechel, that shtia is included in achila. So likewise, from the fact that it says yitzar, which is oil, which normally is sicha, as the Brisa said, that sicha is also b'chal achila. That's what would seem to follow. The same way shti is b'chal achila, sicha is b'chal achila as well. Namely, in other words, that sicha is k'shtia, or shti, even more, that sicha is k'achila. Zok de Gemara, ve'enim mechuvim. It's not right. It's not true. This Brisa is not true, or it's not, or maybe it's just an asmachta, but it's not really. It's not emes. Can't say that sicha is an achila, because in tema b'mechuvah, if it would be true, if it would be correct, yilku olav chutz l'chayma, that if somebody was took shemen of Maaseh Sheni and was soch outside of Yerushalayim, Maaseh Sheni has to be eaten in Yerushalayim, he should get malchus, because just like if you eat Maaseh Sheni outside of Yerushalayim, you get malchus. So according to this brisa, if in fact sicha is b'chal achila, then you ought to get malchus for being soch chutz l'chaymes Yerushalayim, and that's not true, because Amar Gresi Rav Chanina, ein leikin chutz l'chayma, here the goyin is magia ela l'achila v'shtiyah. So we have a memory from Rabbi Yisrael Reb Chanino that there's no malchus for sicha chutz l'Yerushalayim. So that's the Gemara's first raya. We're going to have a number of rayas, but that's the first raya the Gemara brings, that sicha is not like achilo v'shtiyah min haTorah, because Rabbi Yisrael Reb Chanino said that if you took Maaseh Sheni chutz, if you consume Maaseh Sheni chutz l'Yerushalayim, you like it for achilo v'shtiyah. You're not like a vesicha. It's a raya that sicha is not keachila and not kishtir. The Adi Yerushalmi brings more rayas to this, that sicha, at least midaraisa, is not keachila and not kishtir. Kehadod etani. Like we learned in the braisa. The Shabbos, ben sicha shel tainug, ben sicha shel ene shel tainug mutter. And Shabbos, you're allowed to do sicha, whether it's l'tainug or not l'tainug, meaning whether it's l'refua or for tainug, it's mutter, because even though refua normally is oster on Shabbos, but anything that might not be for refua, it's not noticeable, it's not obvious to people that you're doing it l'refua, so you're allowed to do it on Shabbos. So for example, you're allowed to eat foods, l'refua, since nobody knows if you're doing it l'refua or l'achila. So the same thing by sicha on Shabbos, since it could be done l'tainug, so even though you might be doing it l'refua, it's mutter. That's the first part of the brisa. Then the brisa goes on. It says, "B'yom Kippurim, ben sicha shel tainug, ben sicha shel ene shel tainug aser." On Yom Kippur, sicha is also across the board, ben shel tainug, ben shel ene shel tainug. This Yerushalmi, by the way, is the source for the Rambam, who says that sicha aser sicha on Yom Kippur, ben shel tainug, ben shel ene shel tainug, as we've spoken about. The Tisha B'av, but tainus sibur, sicha shel tainug aser, v'shene shel tainug muter. But on Tisha B'av. And on a tiny sibur, that based in our gezer, we only ask her sicha shel tainug, and not sicha shel ene shel tainug, which is also asking in the Rambam. So the Gemara says that this is again a raya that sicha is not kishtiyah. Why is it a raya? Because if sicha would be kishtiyah, so then on a tisha b'av and a tiny sibur, why would we be makel by a sicha shel ene shel tainug? What do I care that the sikha is not shel tainug? But if sikha is kishtiyo or keachilo, then achil and shtiyo are also even if they're not latainug. So why would I limit it to sikha shel tainug? It's a raya that sikha is not kishtiyo. Minat Torah. By the way, again, here in this Yerushalmi, we'll see now a mocha for something else that we've spoken about, which is that you know, when we were, that if you ask your sicha as an inui ba'alma, so then it's only sicha shel tainum. But if sicha is also because of sicha kishtiyah, then it's also even if it's ene shel tainum. And that's exactly the Yerushalmi's point. If sicha would be kishtiyah, then why on Tisha B'av and Tainus Tibur would we be mekel on a sicha she ene shel tainum? Bishlama, if sicha is not kishtiyah, so why is sicha also on Tisha B'av as the inui, like milas asandal? Nilas Sandal is also on Yom Kippur, not because Nilas Sandal is Kachilo. Nothing to do with Kachilo, because it's Inui. But only when it's Bederach Inui, only when it's Latinog. So the same thing with Sicha. It's not also because it's Kachilo, it's only also because it's Inui. So Inui is only Sicha Shiltainog. I see why Yom Kippur is it also even if it's Ena Shiltainog. Emes is the Arishayim where Geras, the Smag is Geras, that on Yom Kippur also, it's only also Sikha Shaltainig, not a Sikha Shaini Shaltainig. That's how the Smag passes the Alocha, that only Sikha Shaltainig is also not Sikha Shaini Shaltainig. But the Rama passes that on Yom Kippur, Sikha is also even Shaini Shaltainig, like this Gemara, like Agrius and the Yerushalmi. Some only have to say, because Midrabbonin, Sikha is Kishtiyah. Midrabbonin, there is a Dim Sikha Kishtiyah. Akoponim, Yerushalmi says, Yerushalmi is not arguing whether Midrabbonin Sikha is Kishtiyah. Because there will be Midrabbonin Sikha is Kishtiyah. It's a Mishnah. How could Yerushalmi argue? It's a Mishnah Mufuresh, it's the Shabbos. That Minayin le Sikha kish Kishtiyah. Minayin shish list the Sikha shiasur b'yom kippur. Shenema v'atove b'mayim b'kibir v'chashem v'atzmaisim. So there's a fairish Mishnah that at least Midrabbonin Sikha is Kishtiyah. Loyal zan udonu. And that's why Yom Kippur Sikha is also, and it could be even Einish and Tainik, because since it's learned out on. Since it's a rem, there's a level of rem is on a level of midrabon and sichas kishtiya, so sichas also in kippur, even if it's einishul tainug. But the Yerushalmi is proving that it can't be a din deraisa. Sicha can't be kishtiya or keachila midaraisa, because if sicha was kishtiya midaraisa, then it will be also even on a tainus sicha. So again, it's a raya, a second raya, says the Yerushalmi, that minatoyrately sicha is not kishtiya. I think this is very important to Yerushalmi for this whole issue that we were talking about. You know, Maybe the Tanya is mentioned in parenthetically. We'll put the Yishami on hold for a second. We're going to get back to the Yishami in a second. But we know that the Rambam passes that Sichah is also Ben Shiltayim and Ben Sheina Shiltayim. On Yom Kippur. Not on Tisha B'Av, but on Yom Kippur. Rechitza is only also L'Tayim. And therefore the Rambam passes and the Shulchan Aruch passes. Well, Rambam doesn't say in so many words that Rechitza is only also L'Tayim. That's what the Yishayim explain the Rambam. The Rambam, the Yireim. But the Rambam says like this. The Rambam says Rechitza is also Yom Kippur. But if it was Yodim Meluchlochis, it's Mutter. It's a Gemara. Yodim Meluchlochis Betit, Rechitz is Mutter. Sicha, the Rambam says, is also Ben Latainu, Ben Sheinu, Ben if it's Ainu Shaltainu. And therefore, Sicha is also even Lahaviris Azuama. Even this Terida Schmutz, that's at least one of the ways they used to wash in the olden days when there wasn't so much running water, they would put oil on their body and then they would scrape it off and it would take off the Schmutz. So the Rambam says Sichas also in Kippur even Lahavir and Sazuma. There's Ben Shaltainik, Ben Sha'en Shaltainik, Sichas also across the board. So a lot of the Nisei Kalim on the Shulchan Aruch ask, what's the difference between Rechitz and Sichon? How come Rechitz is Mutu Lahavir if Yodah Kulachachis? And Sichon is also even Lahavir Sazuma. The Magen Avraham, the Bach, the Taz, the Maimon Mordechai. So a whole bunch of Nisei Kalim on the Shulchan Aruch, they ask it as a kasha. What's the difference between Rechitza and Sicha? Why is Rechitza also? Why is Rechitza Mutter if it's Lahavir Satit, it's Yodim Luchachis Betit, and Sicha is also even Lahavir Sazuma? So the Magen Avraham says Sicha is a bigger Tainuk. It's Tainuk Tfeg. The Bach and the Taz, they want to be Machalak between Zuma and Tit. Tit is more uncomfortable than Zuama, so if to get rid of Tit, Rechitz is Mutter, to get rid of Zuama, Sicha is Osir. The Ma'at Mordechai brings the Rabbeinu Manoach and the Rambam. The Rabbeinu Manoach says that Rechitza, everybody knows that if you're washing to get rid of Tit, they see that you're just washing to clean your hands. But Sicha, people don't know, they don't necessarily realize that you're doing Lahavir Sazuama, so therefore they ask Sicha even Lahavir Sazuama. So all kinds of chilukim. It's a pella by me. Mamish play matzu. It's a pella. The kasha mamish doesn't start. It's before this Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi here says that if sicha is kishtiyah min atayra, then even sicha she'en shaltayna would be also. The only reason why sicha she'en shaltayna is mutter and tishabov is because sicha is not kishtiyah. And we understand the hezber. If sicha is kishtiyah, so then what's the difference if it's latayna or not latayna? Achil and shtiyah and tishabov are also. So it's a raya, says the Yerushalmi, that minat Torah sicha is not kishtiyah. It's still also in Yom Kippur if it's a tainug, like Nilas Hasagul is also a tainug, because you have to be remind in tanugim on Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur, we have a Mishnah in Shabbos, safa bishin raya l'dover zeich l'dover, that patove b'maya b'kirbe, that sicha is kishtiyah. So mele on Yom Kippur, midrabon on sicha is kishtiyah. So if sicha is kishtiyah, then even sicha she'enish l'tainug is also. Nothing to do with it. And that's the way we were masking the Rambam all along. So Mamish Kushit Nekar Lesser, Rechitza is not Keachilu. So it's only Osir Astainu. So if it's Lahavir Sazuam or it's Yodim Luchlochis, then it's not Latainu. But Sicha, besides the Easter of Tainu, Sicha is also Osir because Sicha is Kishtim Yidir Abonon. So Mele is even a Sicha Shainish Latainu. I'm sure Pelim, I mean, that the back, the past, the Mugan and Rum, they have this. They saw it as a tension. How can we're more? Why are we more makel by rechitz than we are by sich? See clearly in Yishami with this yisoid that we've been saying the whole time. Alkapanim, going back to picking up the thread of the Yishami, which maybe we already dropped. So what again? So the Yishami started off that it brought a brisa that it says lechsucha lechel b'sharecha ma'aseh the gantcha tiroshcha v'itzarecha. Tiras is the wine that you drink, and yitzir is oil that you smear, and the Torah calls it achila. So it says in the Braiso that you see that sicha is called an achila. And the Yishami says, Eine mechuvah. It's not true. So far we had two rayas that it's not true. One is a raya from a member of Rabbi Yosef Rebbe Chanino, who said that there's no malchus for sicha chutz l'chaim v'sushalayim by Maaseh Sheni. And secondly, is from the Braiso that on Tisha B'Av and at a Tainus Tzibur, sicha is only osur shel tainug, it's not osur if it's ainu shel tainug. It's mutter if it's not latinum. So you see that Sifah is only also as an Einig, but not because it's Kishtiyah, it's not because it's Keachila. Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is also, even if it's Einig Shel Tainug. So the Smag's gear says that Yom Kippur is the same as Tisha B'Av. So then the rise from Yom Kippur too. You see that Sifah, if it's not Le Tainug, it's Mutter and Yom Kippur. Right, they're right. The Sifah is not Kishtiyah. The Rambam's Girsa on Yom Kippur is that Sicha is that the Yom Kippur also, the Rambam's Girsa in the Yerushalmi is that Yom Kippur is Taka also even Sicha Shalein and Shal Tainug. You'll have to say, because even though Minat Torah Sicha is not Kishtil, but Midirab, and it's not Bechal Achilo, like we're rejecting the drush of Torah Koro Yisei Achilo, but Midirabon is still a din of a Tov of Mayim Bekibur, Bechashem, but that's most of that Midirabon and Sicha is Kishtil. Tosis, by the way, what does Tosis hold? How would Tosis be gerus in this Yerushalmi? Not that Tosis doesn't talk about it, but how do you think Tosis would be gerus in Yerushalmi? And Yom Kippur, Sikh is also only Shultaina or even Ain Shultaina?
Probably only Shultaina.
Only Shultaina, because Tosis by us says that what's the difference between Sikh and Yom Kippur, which is also Midrabanon, and chaylev, washing your hand, smearing chaylev on your hands, which Taisus holds as mutter. So Taisus said they only asked sicha on Yom Kippur because Yom Kippur is in union of tainug. Taisus holds clearly like the smag. The smag was from the Bali of Taisus. Not surprising. Taisus holds like the smag. Bali had the gifts in Yerushalmi like the smag. Then Yom Kippur also they only asked the sicha shel tainug because sicha is takanakishti at all. Oh, only Midrabanan and only on Yom Kippur because and it's really not an Indian of Sicha Kishtiyah, really. It's really more an Indian of Tainug. So, right. And that's also the bottom Tosfos. That's why you have two Psukim, because if I only had the Pasuk of Tovah Mayim Bekibbuy, I would say, well, maybe Sichas Kishtiyah across the board. So I have a Pasuk by Daniel, so Ichle Sachti. No, it's only Sicha of Tainug, and so on. Okay, let's continue in the Yerushalmi. So we have so far two Rayas that Sicha is not Ki'achilo. The raya from Rabbi Yisrael Chanina that if you eat a chutz l'chayim and shleim, you don't get malchus. And the raya from Tisha B'Av in the Rambam's Girsa, and according to the Smag's Girsa, even from Yom Kippur, that it's only also Sicha Shaltein and not a Sicha Shein and Shaltein. Now the Rishon brings the third raya. V'toni, the Goyin is Magil, you're not Berhot Toni, but V'toni is the third raya that Sicha is not Kishtil. Shavuos Sicha L'Shtiyah L'Isur L'Tashlumin Avalei La'Einish. Chayitz Mitzvah talking about Truma Pashtus. That if you soch with Shemin Shel Truma, it's Osir. Zohar is not allowed to do it. And this Tashlumin, Pashtus means carrying the Chaimish, but there's no Einish, there's no Malchus. Which is a Raya, but again, that Sicha is not Kishtiyah. Because if Sicha would be Kishtiyah, then it would be an Einish, then it would be Malchus. And the same thing on Yom Kippur, L'Isra V'Loi L'Einish. There's no Kars for Sicha on Yom Kippur. So after Yerushalmi, if Sicha will be Kishtiyah Minat Torah, there will be Kars. So Raya that Minat Torah, Sicha is not Kishtiyah. Again, Midrabanu could be this Kishtiyah. But Minat Torah, Sicha is not Kishtiyah. So that's the third Raya. The third Raya, wait, it's a fourth Raya because it's Truma and Yom Kippur. Four rayas, the Sikh is not Kishtiyah. From the fact that there's no Malchus Chutz L'Chaim is Yerushalayim, from the fact that Tisha B'Av, and maybe in Kippur also pointed to there's some Girsais, the Isser is only Sikh Shel Tainug, from the fact that there's no Malchus by Truma, and from the fact that there's no Koras and Yom Kippur, it's all rayas that Sikh is not Kishtiyah Minat Torah. So that Braisa, that Torah, Kora is Achilo, the Braisa that the Gemara began with, That's Eina Mechuvah. That's the top line over here. The Eina Mechuvah. That price is not Mechuvah. All right. Frek the Gemara, the Hotoni. We have a kash from the price. It says, V'lo yechalalu, l'hovi es asoch v'es ashoise. We had that price. Where do we have that price?
Nida.
Nida. That's the Gemara Nida. The context there is Toma Karen V'Chaimish L'Chara. The pasuk right before is the pasuk of Karen V'Chaimish. And then it says, V'lo yechalu l'hovi yisasoch v'esashayse. So here you have a braisa that's Sicha is Kishtiyah. So what did Tosfos answer about that braisa? Tosfos holds Sicha is not Kishtiyah. So what does Tosfos do with that braisa?
Says it's an asmachta.
He said it's an asmachta. I said it's an asmachta. But Rav from the Gemara Nida, the Gemara Nida said, "Vatove v'loy chalu dover acher vatove b'may b'kibay." I said, "Vatove b'may b'kibay is a bad asmachta." The Mishnah calls it a remes. So if I have a drasha, why do we need an asmachta? It's all asmachtas. Vakapanim yishami esed for a kasha. V'loy chalu lohmi es sof es sheisem. On Rav Yochanan less kan soch. You have to erase the word soch. It's loy chalu lohmi es sheisem, not lohmi es soch. Not like the Gemara Nida. Rabbi Yochanan rejects, says he erases the word soch. So the lo yichal lohavi is hashayse. The Bryce is mar b'shtiyo, but it's not mar b'sicha. Sicha taka is not k'achila. Omer of Abba Meri, so Abba Meri asked the kasha, be less kan soch, less kan shayse. If you're going to take out the word soch, so what are you going to, but it says lohavi something. So what do you say? What's lohavi? Lohavi is hashayse. That's Rabbi Yochanan's claim. We'll take out the word soch. So how will the Bryce read lohavi is hashayse? It's coming to be Mar B'Shtil. So Rabbi Meri claims, this is how the Goyim explains to the Yerushalmi, says Rabbi Meri, if you're going to take out the word Soch, you have to take out the word Shoyse too. Because you can't say that Shtil is learned out from a ribuy of Lo Yechalu. Because if that would be true, then it would mean that Shtil has a different lab than Achilo. Achilo is from Leisuch, is from, I guess, from Chazal Yechal Kedesh. And Shtiyo is from Eloi Yechalalu. If that would be, and if that's the case, says Abba Meri, the Lachain Dovu Bomish De Lavin or the Im Lachain Dovu Shu Bomish De Lavin Mitzdarif. If Achila and Shtiyo come from two Lavin, then how are they Mitzdarif? So the Goyim says, because in Tesefta it says that Achila and Shtiyo are Mitzdarif by that Achila and Shtiyo are Mitzdarif by Truma. So on the side, they point out that in Bayas and Tesefta doesn't say that. In Bayas and Tesefta and Trumas, it says that they're not Mistar. But the Goyin apparently had a gist was Goyin in the Tesefta that Achil and Shtiyo are Mistar. So not clear to me, they're Mistar for what? Are they Mistar for Karen V'chaymish? They're Mistar for Malkus? It's not clear in the Goyin. We don't even know what Tesefta is talking about because we don't have such a Tesefta. What's the argument? The argument is not from Karen V'chemish. The argument is from Malkus because you don't need a laugh for Karen V'chemish. What's this Mishnei Lavin? Karen V'chemish doesn't need a laugh. L'chayr of Yisrael Abba Meri is tining, the way the Goyim is reading it, that if a Le'echalu is to be Mar B'Shtiyo, then Achila and Shtiyo would not be Mitzstarif to be like it for Achila for Zar She'ochel Trum. And the emes is, according to the Goyim, that they are mistarif. Achil and Shtiyo are mistarif. So they have a chiddush, Achil and Shtiyo are mistarif. Why should they be mistarif? They have a different shear. Achil is begazayis and Shtiyo is kirubiyis. So by Karen V'chaymish, I found in the Rambam and the Mokas of Tisefta that Karen V'chaymish, the shear Shtiyo is also gazayis. But here the Chayim are not talking about Karen V'chaymish. We're talking about the Matlalav, the Malkus of the Lav of Zara eating Truma. So I didn't find anywhere that the Shir should be the Kizayis, the Chayim, the Shtir should be Kirubiyas, like all Shtir is Birubiyas. And if it's Birubiyas, then how can they be Mistar if they have different Shir? Very not clear to me. Akoponim, Rabbi Meir is claiming, it's absolutely what Rabbi Meir wants us to do over here. He says you can't erase soch, because if you can erase soch, you're going to be left with shaisa. Those, if you don't, the Goyim explains, if you don't erase soch, and the Bryce is saying lahavi is a soch, so you could say shestio is only mentioned agamurcha, but shestio really is b'chal achila. It doesn't need a separate lab. Achila means shestio, like the Gemara said, like that was the sugya before that there's a whole bunch of rice that shestio b'chal achila. The Bavli says also shestio b'chal achila. I don't need a separate ribi for shtiyo. It says lohavi is a sach v'sa shayse. Once it says soch, it says shayse also agam. But if you're taking out the word soch, so then you have to be soch and lohavi is a shayse, claims of Abba Meri, that would mean that shtiyo is not b'chal achila, it has its own lav. And that's not true. You can't say there's a separate lav for achilas truma and for shtias truma, because then it would come out that they're not mistar. Again, I'm not clear they're not mistar for Keren Lechemish, not mistar for Malkus, but then they wouldn't be mistar. And it's not emes, they're out of the mistar. So Al Kochuk says of Abba Mameri, you can't read the braisa, they mean lahavi to read, lahavi is a shayse. Because shayse doesn't need a posuk, it's not a separate lav. So you have to read it lahavi is a soch. So Al Kochuk is stuck with lahavi is a soch. Okay, so but then obviously the question is, so what does Rabbi Mary do with the four riots that we brought before that Sikha is not kishtiyah and is not kiachilah? Right, we have Chus L'Chaima, there's no Malkus. We had the Yom Kippur, then Tisha B'Av, there's no Issur Sikha Shein Shel Tainu. We had but there's no Koras on Yom Kippur. There's no Einish by Sikha of Truma, no Malkus. No misvei shemayim, presumably. So all rise that sicha is not kishtiyah. Then the rise the kasha from the rise of lahavi is a soch, that by Keren v'chaimish says that sicha is kisoch. So Rabbi Yochanan took it out, less kan soch. Rabbi Abba Meir says you can't take out soch because then all you left with is shoisa, and that doesn't make any sense at all. So the chari is saying so you have to retain the word lahavi is the words lahavi is a soch. Well, if you retain lahavi is a soch, then we're back to square one. So why is it? So why is the Rechiv carrying the Chaimish on Soch if Sikha is not Kishtim in it there? So L'chayr of Abba Meri doesn't really answer the question. So I know what the Priskov answers. The Priskov answers that Slohavi is a Soch, that Sikha is Kishtim only Lagabe the Dinim and the Chefs of the Truma, that it's Nitten for Sikha. And that it's like the Rambam says that Truma is nitin lachil l'shtiyah l'sicha shenemar v'tovah b'maya b'kivu b'chashem v'asmaisov, and the Nela the Rambam passes as a chiyuv keren v'chaimish even on soch, and he brings the posuk of alayi chalalu. He brings that to drasha gemura. Those the Rambam passes that we don't erase the word soch. He passes the drasha like Rav Abba Meri, like the Gemara Nida that has the drasha of lahavi is a soch. Aye, so why is the no? So Akam and Perik Vav and Perik Zayin when the Rambam talked about the lav of achilas truma. Rambam didn't mention anything about Sichel. That was the Briskov's Kasha. That's the Kasha we're asking in Yerushalayim that we're asking here also. You're telling me that the Rav Abba Meir, you're telling me that you're going to keep the Braisa, Lo'avi is Asoch, but the Braisa, but we just had all these Rayas, we just had a member from a very serious Rav Chanino that you're not like on Sichel by Ma'aseh Sheni Chutz L'Yerushalayim. Stamat Truma is the same thing. And we had a Braisa that Shavah Sichel L'Shtila is Sir L'Tashlum and Avalei La'inish. That there's no einish for sicha of truma. That's mamish the Rambam perek vav and perek zayin. That when he talks about the einish, the is the lav of achilas truma to lazar or the tomei or the oral, he doesn't say anything about sicha. Why not? That's this Yerushalmi because loy lo einish. It's the keren l'isru l'tashlum and avaloy lo einish. But why meila if the isru l'tashlum are only with the rabbanon? So fine. But the Rambam seems to learn that it's a din deraisa, that the Keren v'chaimish is deraisa, like Rav Abba Meir. So then, Mr. Briskov, the theory that the Briskov asked in the Rambam is a kashan of Abba, is really the question that we're asking Rav Abba Meir in the Yerushalmi. The Rambam passes like Rav Abba Meir in the Yerushalmi. The Rambam passes that we don't take out the word soch, and the Yerushalmi doesn't have this idea that maybe it's a smachta, that sure doesn't say in the Yerushalmi. So in the Yerushalmi says, Rav Yochanan said, take out the word soch, because sicha is not kishtiyah. And Rabbi Meir said, no, it can't be, because then the braisa is doing that kishtiyah, that's not any better. So it must be that we have to be gerz lahavi as a soch. So that means that there is a chi of karen v'chaimish by soch, and it's a din deraisa. So what does Rabbi Meir do with the braisa that says that there's no einish for soch? And that's the same steer that's the same question that Biskrov asked in the Rambam. Then in Perek Vav and Perek Zayin, when the Rambam talks about the Isser Lav, of Truma Lazar, he doesn't say anything about Soch. Only when he gets to Keren V'chaimish in Perek Yud, then he all of a sudden has a concept of Chiyuv Keren V'chaimish because Lo Yechalu Lo'avi is a Soch. But the Briskov is in the Rambam. It's really the Rambam is Rav Abba Meir. So there's Rav Sedeh Teres. That Keren V'chaimish is different because Keren V'chaimish is dinim in the truma. It has to do with the din of the truma itself. That it's nitin l'kehanim and not it's nitin l'kehanim for sicha. And Mela is not allowed to appropriate that. That creates an Isser also, but not an Isser Lav. It creates also an Isser of sorts. And in addition, it creates a Chiyuv Keren L'Chemish, because you're taking something that's earmarked for the Kehan. But that's only Mitzad Dinei HaTruma. But Mitzad, the Isser Gavra of Ozan Lo Yechal, Isser Achilles, Isser Gavra, so there's Sichas Nakish Dinei HaTer. So the storm of that will be the answer for Abba Mary as well. Of course, in Yishami, it's very awesome. Like in Yishami, it would be nice if Yishami said that. Rabbi Mary said, you have to retain the Girsa Sochnut, but what do you do with all the rice? The Yishami asked it for a kasha. The Hotoni and Yishami thought that it's a steer. The Yishami had a bunch of rice, the Sikh is not Kishtir. One of them was from the fact that there's no Einish, like Chuma. And then the Hotoni, the Yishami asked, but it's against the Bryce of Lovius Asoch, like Karen Bechaimish. So Rabbi Yechon wants to change the Girsa, and Rabbi Mary says, he can't change the Girsa. Okay, Nu'izvos. So the Buskirov says, Terence, Sosim and Yishami. Yishami should explain what Rabbi Mary does with the problem. Then the next line in Yishami, we'll take a look at the Hemshech of Yishami. This the Pesukah brought in the letter. This part of Yishami, the Pesukah brought. Minayim shu mechuber ba'aseh. So Pashup Shat, we're going back on Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi Yechon took out Soch. There's no law for Soch. Lo'yichalu, there's no law for Soch. Somi mikan Soch. Says Yishami, but there's an essay. The Zahar is Soch v'shem and shul truma. He doesn't violate the law of lo'yichalu, but he violates an essay. What's the essay? Agabucha, the Chari, you see from Yishami that the Yishami understood the pasuk of Elo Yechalalu is a lav for eating chuma, for a zar eating chuma. That's a pasuk. The pasuk of Elo Yechalalu was said by Karen Mechaimish. The lav for zar eating chuma is earlier in the pasuk when it says Vazar Lo Yechal. But then it says that if you eat truma b'shkaga, you have to pay keren b'chaimish. And then it says below yechalu is kachshav bnei Yisrael. You see, Rav Yechon understood below. It's pashtus b'chaver. It sounds like Rav Yechon understood below yechalu. Besides being, it's not only about keren b'chaimish. It's saying a lav. So why do I need a lav? I already have a lav from before. I already have the lav of zayl yechalu. There it's the lav yisasoch. One is a lav for achila, one is a lav for sichel. Just Rabbi Yechon says it can't be sichel because sichel is not. There is no lav. There's no einish. So Rabbi Yechon says some mikan sach. It must be shayser. So there's a lav for shayser. That's Rabbi Abba Mary's kasha. So that means there's two different lav, and there's a lav for achila's juma, and there's a lav for shtiyas juma. So they shouldn't be mistarf. They should not be mistarf. How could two lav and be mistarf? What does Rabbi Yechon do with that kasha any there? Now, Kapanim, it's a word from the Holy Yishami that Yishami understood, but Lo Yechalalu is not only talking about Karen Mechaimish, it's a lav. That's the way of Kashan the Rambam, because the Rambam says there's no lav by Soch, but for Lo Yechalalu, he brings the din, but Lo Yechalalu, Havi is a Soch for Karen Mechaimish. The Rambam apparently held, but Lo Yechalalu is not the lav for Achilus Trumo, there is Sikh Nakashtir. Lo Yechalalu is just a giloy that there's Karen, it's just talking about Karen Mechaimish. That there's Karen Mechaimish for being Mechalalu, there's Karen Mechaimish for eating Chumah, and even by Soch. But Yishami is not the way. The Yishami in the sense of Lo Yechalalu is a lav. Less will say, maybe this is the emes, that's the difference between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Abba Meri. Rabbi Yochanan thought, for Lo Yechalalu is the law for Achilas Truma. So he says, he can't be Gare Soch. Some of can't Soch, because how can that be the law? If it's a law, that means you get an Einish. The price is the no Einish for Soch. Rabbi Meri says, it's not going to be any better if you're going to take out the word, Soch, then you're going to have the word Shaisa. So then it's going to be a law for Shaisa. There's a law for Shaisa. A law for Achilas, a law for Shaisa is how they mistarve. So what does Rabbi Mary do with the steer? Maybe what Rabbi Mary does with the steer is that he means Lo Yechalalu is not a lav for achila, but Lo Yechalalu is only talking about Karen Mechaimish, like we see in the Rambam. So then you could say Lahavi is a sach for Karen Mechaimish, you could be Marbe Soch. And that's what the Brisa, that's not fair from the Brisa. That's what the Brisa says, that Sicha is Kishtiyah, Le Isser, Le Tashlumen, for tafrikarim v'chaimish is kishtil, maybe minat Torah, but avaloy lo einish. The einish is only achilo, because the sagavra is only an achilo. But karim v'chaimish, for that, the sikh is kishtil. Maybe that's gufa the chilik to Rav Yochanan Rav Meir. Rav Meir has to say something. So he says the briskov, I mean, it's more than just the briskov. Rav Yochanan thought v'lo yechalu is the lav. So the briskov is not going to help me. If v'lo yechalu is the lav, then it says the v'lo yechalu, if it's lavi, it's the soch, it says there's a gavra and sichel. So Rav Meir says, no, it can't be, because he can't take out soch, because it doesn't make any sense either. But the Bryce is the fair shavu lo einish. So we're between a rock and a hard place. The answer is, Rabbi Avemeri would say, V'lo Yechalu is not talking about the Einish. V'lo Yechalu is talking about Karen Lechemish. Kachay Kachli, Yishami says, there's no lav, that's for sure. There's no lav for Soch. Going to Rabbi Yechanan, because we take out that the Pasuk of V'lo Yechalu means the lav, but Somi Mikan Sach. It's not talking about Sach. Going to Rabbi Avemeri, it is talking about Tzach, but it's not talking about a lot. It's not talking about the Yisra Achila, it's talking about Karen L'Chemish. So L'Divrei Shtein, Ben L'Rav Yochanan and Ben L'Rav Abba Meri, there's no lav for Soch. So that's the Hemshech of the Raisa, but an essay there is. Where's the Mokka for that? This is an essay. But L'Yisra M'Shem Rav Simai, it says in Pasuk, V'Lei Nesati M'Neinu L'Meis, by Meis Hesheni, you say, V'Dui Meis Hesheni, I didn't give it to a Meis. A man on Kaimon. What exactly did you not give to the mace? Im lo havalei aron metachichim. If it means I didn't take this mace sheni and use it for a mace to sell it and buy an aron metachichim. Dovah she'osu l'chai. L'chai osu l'kol shen l'mace. Can't even do that for a living person. You can't use mace sheni to go and buy yourself a bookshelf or to go and buy yourself chairs and tables. It's only l'chai l'vishtiyah. So I don't need for you to say that I didn't do it for a mace. You can't even do it for a chai. It would rather esu dovish and mutal chai v'osu l'mace. Habiyayim r'sicho. Must be when I say l'nisat v'medu l'mace, can't mean I didn't give it to a mace to eat. The mace can't eat. So it must mean I didn't give it for sicho. That's something I'm allowed to give to a chai. I can't give to a mace. So the b'skirov yes, and this Yerushalmi, okay, fine. So it says in this Yerushalmi, it says in this drosha that you're allowed that. Inside Yerushalayim, you're allowed to be soch with shemen of Meis Hesheni. But say loy nasati imenu lemeis, we could infer that you can't give it to a meis, but you could give it to a chai. So if you're a chai, you're allowed to be soch with Meis Hesheni inside Yerushalayim. But where does it say here that there's an essay if you're soch outside of Yerushalayim? This is a gilui that sicha, it's nitin l'sicha, Meis Hesheni is nitin l'sicha. Or if you want to translate this into truma terms, it's a gilui that a kohen could be soch with shem and shel truma. But where's the raya that if the zar is soch with shem and shel truma, that he violates an essay? So Biskarov said this is a raya, there's all assumption that anything that's nitin l'kohanim for, there's an iser to do it, to give it to a zar. Not the lav, it's not the sagav for the lav, but since it's midinei ha-truma that it's nitin l'kohanim for sicha, so in Mela, you're not allowed, Azar is also not allowed to do it. Because the Medina HaTruma, in the language of the Shalmi, it's an essay. There's an essay that the Truma has to be given to a Kohen to be Soch also. And here also we have the Mais, like Mais Hesheni, it's given to the Bailam to be Soch in Yerushalayim. But that implies that anything outside of Yerushalayim or anything that's not to a Kohen but to a Zar, you're violating what the Truma and the Meis Hesheni are needing for. So that's called an essay. So that's what Yerushalmi says, it's your mechuvah be'essay. It's ainu mechuvah, it's not right to call it a lav. That's ainu mechuvah. Somi mikan, Rav Yochanan says, somi mikan. You have to take out the word soch. But Rav Meri keeps in the word soch, but he said maybe he'll learn that it's the latest, that it's not talking about that the posuk of lo yechalu is not going on the lav at all, it's still going on the only on the Karen Mechemish. Either way, it's not a lav. But an essay it is. So it's the Sefer Zohar and the Biskov himself says this last Nekudah, that what the Biskov said at the beginning, that Sikh is not Kishtiyah for the Issa Gavra, for the Lav, but it is Kishtiyah L'Gavra, the Dinam of the Truma, that it's Nitin L'Kehanim L'Sikha and not to a Zar. Another way to say it is that Sikh is not Kishtiyah L'Gavra, the Lav of Zar L'Yechal, but Shtiyah is B'Chal Achila L'Gavra, the essay that the Kohen is supposed to be Eichel or Shayser Soch in the Truma, and therefore if Azar does it, he's Mevatel the essay of of what Truma is supposed to be for. Or Maaseh Sheni. So that's the Yerushalmi. Okay. So the Kitzur, in this Yerushalmi, we have a lot of the raid that we've been speaking about. This is, it really emerges out of this Yerushalmi. First of all the raid about Sichah Shel Tainug and Sichah Shel Einah Shel Tainug, that if Sichah is Keshtia, then even Sichah Shel Einah Shel Tainug is also. But if Sichah is not Keshtia, then only Sichah Shel Tainug. That Mamash emerges out of this Yerushalmi, and I think that's the Pesach to understand what all the Bach and the Taz and the Magen Avraham, they're all grappling with. Hakam Rechitza is mutter lahavir if yodav v'lechlochis, and sicha is also lahavir sazuma. Eretz is poshut. Rechitza is only also as tainu. Sicha is also because sicha kishtil mid rabbanon the Mishnah Shabbos minayin sicha sheyasur b'yom kippurim b'tov b'mayim b'kibbi b'chashem b'asmoisim. But that's only din the rabbanon. That's the Yishalmi. Then it's only din the rabbanon. That's why there's no chorus for it. There's no chorus for sicha on yom kippur. It's not really kishtim in atayra. But on a derabbanan level, it is kishtia, so man, it's also, even if it's Einish Shel Tainug, that's one thing that emerges out of this Yerushalmi. Then the whole discussion of the Biskarot really is rooted in this Yerushalmi, that the Yerushalmi has attention. On the one hand, the Yerushalmi brings rayas, that sicha is not kishtia, but God, that there's no Einish on sicha. There's a braisa that it's loyla Einish, there's no Einish for sicha, not in Yom Kippur and not by Chumo. There's no malchus for Zai being soft. And yet, on the other hand, we have a braisa with loyachal, lohaviyasachal, Rabbi Yochanan says, "Somi mikan sach v'nechnami." You have to take out the word "soch." Rabbi Yochanan apparently understood this, the pasuk to mean "v'leyachalu." That is going on the lav. "V'leyachalu" is the lav, and if it said "l'haviyasach," Kilu will be saying that there's a lav, there's an einish. So Rabbi Yochanan says you have to erase it. It doesn't make sense. It's avaloyla einish. We know it's avaloyla einish. Baba Mary says it's not tenable. You can't take out the word soch. Because if you take out the word soch, you're left with lahavias hashoisa. That doesn't make any sense because achil and shtia can't be a separate lav. They wouldn't be mistar then. And we know that they are mistar. So you have to keep in the word soch. If you have to keep in the word soch, so then we have a problem. On the one hand, you're telling me lahavias hasach, that's a din der isa. And on the other hand, you're telling me we have a loyla einish, that there's no malchus for being soch, b'shem and shul tumo. Well, then that's the kasha we had in the Rambam. The Rambam, the Briskov's kasha in the Rambam. The Rambam, Perik Vav and Perik Zion, by the lav, doesn't say anything about soch. But in Perik Yud, when he talks about Keren Nechaymish, all of a sudden he brings in a B'leichal, Lovi Yisasach. And then in Perik Yud Aleph, he says the Tumah is Nitin L'Kehanim, L'Achil L'Shti L'Sichah, Shneim Avatov V'mayim B'Kibi, B'Kibay V'Hashem V'Bas Meisim. So the Kashan of Rambam is the Kashan of Abba Meri. So what's the answer? So the Biskrov says the answer is that Keren Nechaymish is different than the Lab. It may not be Kishti L'Gabit Yisagavra, but it's the chi of Keren Nechaymish that has to do with the chefs of the Tumah, what it's needed for. So there, sicha is kishtil. So maybe that's the nekudas hamachlekes in Rabbi Yochanan and Abba Meri. It's a little bit sosim Yerushalmi to learn that that's the nekudas hamachlekes. Or the nekudas hamachlekes is, which I think is emes, that Rabbi Yochanan thought that the pasuk of Eloi Yechalu was not only going on the chiyuv karen v'chaimish, it's going on the lav. So then, for sure, you have to take out the word soch, because then for that there's no yeshua for that. Rabbi Meri says, no, it can't be going on the lav. Because if it's not soch, then it's shaysa, and that's not going to be any better, because then you're going to have a separate lav for shaysa, and that's also not tenable. So what's the answer? The answer is, Rabbi Meri would say that the B'lo Yechalu is not going on the lav. B'lo Yechalu is going on Karen V'chaymish, and that's another poshut. That was poshut to the Yishad, the Briskov is poshut. That once you're only talking about Karen V'chaymish is different than the Sicha, the Achilik, the Sicha Keshtia of Karen V'chaymish, that has to do with Dinei Hatruma. That's not totally in the lav. So leila einish, there's no lav, there's no einish for sicha. But keren v'chaimish, there could be. But that sicha is kishtil. That biskarov is pshat in what Rabbi. That's the backdrop to the machlekes of Yochanan and Rabbi Meri. And then finally, the Yishami says, bottom line is that a zar is soch, he's not violating a lav. He gets keren v'chaimish, maybe, but he's not violating the law. B'lo Yechalu. Rabbi Yochanan says he take out the word soch. Even Rabbi Meri, who keeps it in, but he learns that the Rai's not talking about the law. So that comes out if a zar is soch b'shem and shetumah. So what issue exactly is he violating? So that's the end of the Yishami. He violates the essay. What's the essay? When the satim imenu lebeis. What does it say in that essay? That since it's nitin b'sicha, that's what it says in the pasuk. When the satim imenu lebeis. But to a chai it's mutter. So where do you see over there an essay? Eretz is, because if it says that the chai is mutter, that means that the shem of the Maaseh Sheni is given to a chai to be soch soch chaima, then chutz l'chaima you're being allowed to le'esek. And we can translate that into truma. If it's nitin l'kehanim for sicha, so for a zar, it's you're allowed to le'esek. Okay, that's it. Fine. So next week we're really going right then. Hey, everybody should have a.
Maybe the next week is Nila Sando.
Oh, so Nila Sando is very far in the future. So it's in a way. Maybe that's what we should do though. Maybe we should give a spring. Next week is already the last week in June, right?
I think it. Like it ends the next week. Next week will be the 25th. Will be Thursday. So there's like the week after that is like a couple of days of June.
No, it's till July's mine of the polling is really 2 weeks. Let's like this. I don't want to skip Ayin Ches of the Beis because there's some halacha l'maisa over here. So we're going to go through Ayin Zayim of the Beis, Ayin Ches of the Aleph. Ayin Zayim of the Beis, Ayin Ches of the Aleph. Just the halacha of Rechitza. We're going to go through Mamash very fast. Certainly not more than one shir, maybe even less. And then the next sugya that we're going to sit on for a few days is the sugya of Nivus Asamba, which is Ayin Ches of the Beis. Okay. I'm not sure if it'll be shiur on Sunday, maybe first Monday, but I'll let you know.
Have a good Shabbos, Rabbi. Thank you.
Shabbos, Rabbi.
Thanks, Rabbi. Have a good Shabbos.
Shabbos, Rabbi.